Krishnadas Music presents Flow of Grace, Chanting the Hanuman Chalisa. Entering into the presence of the powerful, compassionate being known as Hanuman by Krishnadas, narrated by the author. Dedication. All blessings come from the grace of the Guru. I offer my heart to my Guru, Sri Nimparoli Baba, to Sri Siddhima, to Sri Jivantima, to the elders of my Guru who showed the way to devotion, to Dada, to my Indian parents, Mr. and Mrs. K.C. Tiwari, and to Sri K.K. Shah, Lalu, to all the saints and great beings, known and unknown, who have shed their light on the path, for Janaki, my daughter, for my mother and my father, for all the people who come and sing with me, I thank you all from the bottom of my heart. May all beings be happy. Introduction. I bow to Hanuman, the son of the wind, a fire to consume the forest of evildoers, destroyer of the darkness of ignorance, in whose wide heart resides Sri Ram, the holder of the bow. Quotation from Tulsidas. I went to India in the fall of 1970 to meet Nimkaroli Baba, Maharaji, after having heard about him from Ramdas. In 1968, Ramdas returned to the United States after meeting Maharaji and spending about a year in India. I had heard about Ramdas from some friends, and I went to meet him at his father's home in New Hampshire, where he was staying. As soon as I walked into his room, without a word being spoken, I had a powerful epiphany. Intuitively, I knew that whatever it was that I was seeking was real. I didn't know if I would find it, but I knew it existed in the world. Although I didn't realize it at the time, that moment changed my life. As I spent more time with Ramdas, I realized that it was Maharaji's presence that I was feeling, and a year and a half later, I went to India to meet him. I met Maharaji for the first time on September 13, 1970. In the spring of 1971, I, along with some other Westerners, had gone up to the Kumaon Hills, the magical foothills of the Himalayas, where Maharaji was staying at his Hanuman temple in Kenchi. We stayed at the Evelyn Hotel in the nearby hill station of Nainital. The hotel was owned by the Shahs, a family of Maharaji's devotees. Nainital was built around an ancient crater lake and was a sacred place for the goddess. We felt like we were in heaven. Every day, or as often as Maharaji would allow, we would make the one-hour trip by bus along the narrow, winding roads through the mountains to see him and spend the day at the temple. Each time we arrived, we were fed a huge, delicious meal of puris and potatoes and given a little booklet with a picture of a flying monkey on it. I had a pile of those booklets, all written in Hindi, in my room at the hotel. One day, I happened to ask someone at the temple about them and was told that they contained a prayer to Hanuman called the Hanuman Chalisa. The Hanuman Chalisa is a hymn of 40 verses. It describes and praises the life, character, and exploits of Hanuman. At that moment, I had the idea to try and learn it so that we could sing it to Maharaji. Rameshwar Das, another American, and I began to learn the Hindi alphabet. We transcribed the whole prayer and were taught a melody by an Indian friend. It took the whole rainy season and summer to begin to feel comfortable singing the Chalisa. Most of the other Westerners had copied it into their books and had begun to learn it as well. We hadn't even memorized 6 verses when one afternoon we were called to the front of the temple where Maharaji was sitting. He was very excited and he said, "Sing the Chalisa." We were completely unprepared, but we managed to sing a few verses that we knew. He laughed and he was very happy. We quickly became an official part of the show.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?